From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Noah Taborda. Governor Mike Parson has appointed two new members to the Missouri Board of Education. They are Pete Hershend of Branson, co-founder and co-owner of Hershend Family Entertainment Corporation, and Carol Halquist of Kansas City, founder of Principals Connect, a nonprofit organization that matches retired business professionals with urban school principals. Parson, who became governor of Missouri on Friday, is working to fill the five seats on the eight-member board that have been vacant since December.
There's action that needs to be taken. A lot of things are taking place in the state of Missouri that we haven't had to be able to make decisions and not to have a quorum.
In a news release, Parson said he wanted to act quickly to restore and provide functionality to the State Board of Education. According to Parson, the board will begin conducting a national search soon for Missouri's Commissioner of Education. Former Education Commissioner Margie Vandevin was fired after then-Governor Eric Greitens stacked the Board of Education with loyalists. The Senate, angered by Greitens' actions, refused to confirm his nominations to the board. The Columbia School Board has unanimously approved the 2018-2019 fiscal year budget for Columbia Public Schools. The board had been fine-tuning the budget over previous meetings and was approved last night, the Columbia Missourian reports. The budget increased more than 13% over last year's budget. These funds will go towards increased salaries for employees and future building projects, including the new middle school planned for St. Clair Road. The budget will go into effect July 1st. The chairman of a Missouri House committee that investigated former Governor Eric Greitens doesn't want the state to pay for his lawyers. Marshall Griffin reports.
Greitens hired attorneys Ed Grime and Ross Garber to represent him in his official capacity as governor. They confirmed before the House Investigative Committee last month that they were billing the state for their services. Grime billed the state $340 an hour, while Garber's bill was $320 an hour. Committee Chair Jay Barnes of Jefferson City is asking Administration Commissioner Sarah Steelman to not pay Garber and Grime for their services, which he says totals more than $153,000. He says in a letter to Steelman that Missouri taxpayers shouldn't be, quote, on the hook for lawyers that Greitens used for his personal services, and that if the two attorneys want to be paid, they should bill Greitens himself. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Commissioner Steelman has not yet responded to a request for comment. A federal judge is refusing to block a Missouri abortion restriction. As Dan Margulies reports, the restriction requires medication abortion providers to contract with backup OBGYNs with hospital admitting privileges.
Although she was not convinced the rule serves any medical purpose, the judge said it did not impose an undue burden on women seeking medication abortions. Planned Parenthood had challenged the rule, saying it was medically unnecessary. While its clinics in Kansas City and St. Louis were able to comply with the rule, its clinics in Columbia, Springfield, and Joplin were unable to find OBGYNs willing to partner with them. Because they can no longer perform the procedure, women in those cities seeking medication abortions will have to travel hundreds of miles to Kansas City or St. Louis. And because Missouri has a 72-hour waiting period for abortions, those women will have to stay overnight or make a second round trip. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Governor Mike Parson kicked off his statewide listening tour by visiting the Ozarks today, hitting several familiar places in the region he calls home. Jennifer Moore reports.
Speaking to community leaders in Springfield, Parson said his two main statewide priorities were improving infrastructure and workforce development. But he stressed that rural Missouri will take an equal seat at the table going forward under his administration. One issue Parson said he's committed to is making sure Missourians in more remote parts of the state have broadband internet access.
For people in the state of Missouri not to be able to have access to that is huge, and that even goes for your kids, for your families, family businesses, family farms.
According to a Federal Communications Commission report, 61% of rural Missourians did not have access to high-speed internet in 2016. That's compared to 5% of Missourians living in urban areas. Parson also stressed recruiting medical professionals to work in rural hospitals and clinics and improving access to mental health services. I'm Jennifer Moore.
I'm Noah Taborda, KBIA News in Columbia.